So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Tuesday afternoon, December 2nd. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Children in the U.S. will be given a jump start in investing courtesy of a government program. We'll discuss the strategies to build on that in our next segment. But first, it's Giving Tuesday, a day to give back through donations, volunteer time, and simple acts that make a meaningful impact. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Thatcher, CEO of CharityNavigator.org in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Michael, thank you for joining us today. And you don't need me to tell you that it's Giving Tuesday. All you have to do is look at your email inbox. There are a million asks, seemingly, from every organization under the sun, hoping for your financial attention on this Giving Tuesday. So first up, before we talk about the many ways in which you can give, how can you make sure that your charity dollars are you doing the most good?
Yeah, great question, Robin. Yeah, the solicitations are hot and heavy right now. I think the best way to know your money is doing the most good is to get to a great nonprofit. And Charity Navigator is here to help out with that. But ultimately, you want to know that, first, there's mission alignment. They're doing what you want to do. They're a legitimate 501c3 nonprofit. Their finances are right. They have good governance. You believe in their leadership, and that most importantly, they're able to articulate the impact they're making in the world.
Now, not too long ago, I interviewed the one of the heads of the Greater Chicago Food Depository, who told me that in her case, that financial donations do the most good for the food depository because they can buy in bulk, so that $1 can buy many meals for people in need. But there are some organizations where the need is not just financial; they need your time, and in some cases, things other than money.
This is true, and I think one of the greatest ways of engaging in a cause that you care about is by volunteering. And so, if you want to get involved, volunteer your time. Charities are always happy when they get financial gifts, but they often need expertise that they can't afford to pay for. So high-value, high-skilled workers can actually add terrific value to the nonprofit by just giving their time. It could be legal advice. It could be accounting advice. There are a multitude of ways you can engage in giving, and it doesn't have to be monetary as well.
And then lastly, I mean, Giving Tuesday is a fairly recent phenomenon. This dates back to 2012. And as someone who just has observed the giving space in that time, how effective has it been in getting people to not only open their wallets, but open their hearts and minds as well?
I think it's a catalyst moment, and it's been absolutely wonderful seeing it grow over the years from Charity Navigator's perspective, because the biggest day of the year has often been December 31st, forgive me, New Year's Eve. Giving Tuesday is now very close second, and at some point it might even eclipse New Year's Eve because people all just rally around it. Everyone's picking up on it, and it's a time, it's not random generosity. It's what people care about, and it's your personal giving can manifest on Giving Tuesday. So, you know, again, give to a great charity, find an organization that meets your needs, and use some of the resources like Charity Navigator and the other intermediaries to really help you find good charities to support.
Michael Thatcher, CEO of CharityNavigator.org in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, investing very early in life can set up long-term financial security.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
A new Trump account program gives eligible children a $1,000 government deposit at birth, with parents able to contribute yearly. But even if your kids are older and cannot participate, you can put this concept to work on your own. Joining us to discuss is Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Craig, thank you for joining us today. And I believe this is one of your key phrases, Craig, and that is the eighth wonder of the world is compounding interest. And a lot of children can learn that lesson at birth, it seems.
Rob, I'm all smiles because you're right. This is another stab at the eighth wonder of the world. This is a new savings tool for kids. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act created this brand new account. They're called Trump accounts. And a Trump account, think of it like this. It's an individual retirement account and a 529 combined where people can make contributions of up to $5,000 a year until the child turns 18. But you already said it. The big news is any babies born 2025 through 2028 get a $1,000 free deposit. I call it a federal grant. That's a big jump start for anybody in America.
Now, I think a lot of parents remember the story of when their children were born, and shortly thereafter, I mean, depending on your religious traditions, if your child has a christening, you know, everybody in the family, friends, they drop off cards, and those cards contain checks. And I know in when it came to my own kids that those checks went straight into that was the seed money for their college savings accounts, and yes, they have been growing. In one case, growing for 12 years now. And this sounds like, though, this is not the experience for most people.
No, it's not. I mean, listen, saving in America is challenging. There's a savings crisis for so many. And yes, there's a lot of challenges in today's economy, but people need to create excitement. People need self-responsibility. People need to create momentum. And the most important thing, Rob, is everyone's going to mark their calendar. Pause what you're doing, and July 4th of next year, if you've got someone that you love and they love you back and they're under the age of 18, I want you to spread the word about enrolling for a Trump account. Some people are going to get the free money, that's kids born 2025 to 2028, but given that Dell Investments just made a $6 billion commitment, that just happened this morning, there's going to be another swath of Americans who are also going to get a free $250. So we just need to spread the word on these Trump accounts and get people enrolled, Rob.
Now, let's do some of the math here. We talk about how compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world. That is something that has been said on this program repeatedly, probably since day one in 2001, Craig, back in March of 2001. I can't believe our 25th anniversary is coming up. But regardless, if you have that $1,000 or $1,250 at seed money in these new accounts, even if you do nothing with it, even, you know, just given a normal growth rate, how does that money grow over time?
Well, yeah, you have to get excited. Remember, this is an IRA meets a 529 plan. Money's going to go in, and the money is going to grow tax sheltered. That means you're not paying taxes on it each year, so it's going to compound quicker. The money converts into an asset of the minor at the age of 18, but any distributions from this Trump account, those distributions are going to come out tax-free when they're used for higher education. Otherwise, normal IRA rules apply. And Rob, I could do some simple math here on the radio, but trust me when I say money is going to double, triple, quadruple, given a sufficient time horizon for those who choose to invest in the low-cost index funds, which gives you a slice of America.
Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Coming up next, the people who hold together the workplace but often go unnoticed. We'll talk about those co-workers who carry the nickname glue. That's next.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Behind many successful teams are the so-called glue employees, the unnoticed workers who connect people, solve problems, and hold organizations together without recognition. Joining us to discuss is Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert at the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And on Saturday Night Live, the late, great Phil Hartman was known by the writers and his fellow cast members as glue. You can put him in any sketch, and he was just so talented, he would make it work. And it turns out glue is everywhere in the workplace. And how do you recognize a glue employee, either as a colleague or as a supervisor?
Well, I think it's important just to realize the part they play, that connector, that stabilizer. They're the people that are just critical for, you know, continuity and morale throughout the workplace. And recognizing them is really important because the public acknowledgement is what keeps them highly motivated to continue to be the glue.
Now, are they really in it for the public acknowledgement, or can you have a conversation with your supervisor and say, look, you know, I think I'm the glue around here, and I would like a little bit of compensation before I go take my stickiness someplace else without getting laughed out of the room?
Yeah, you know, the glue employees, they often do just take on responsibilities without the need for formal recognition, right? That's what makes them so great. But I think sometimes they can feel overlooked because, you know, their contributions are less visible. And so, you know, as a supervisor, I do think it's important that you do still, you know, acknowledge it in some way, shape, or form, whether publicly or privately. But also just giving them, you know, things to stay motivated. Maybe it's involvement in, you know, strategic projects. Maybe it's, you know, being part of a bigger picture, you know, recognizing that the part they play in making sure that, you know, the company, your department, experiences success.
Are glue employees made or born? For example, I mean, if you're a glue employee, it seems like it's the result of personality traits you've probably carried with you your entire life and not so much the result of ambition.
Right, like maybe the middle child. You know, we recognize glue employees as, you know, high performers that excel in their roles, but also do a really great job of fostering collaboration. You know, they're all about keeping a team aligned and not have, you know, it being all about themselves. They're also really great problem solvers, right? They tend to get in, figure out what the problem is, sometimes even if it is a morale issue, and work to get the team together on the same page, you know, to positively get it done. So I do think there are a lot of natural qualities that you see in these people.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, making the most of that solo vacation.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Ross Mayfield, investment strategist at Baird in Louisville, Kentucky. Ross, thank you for joining us today. And the markets have reversed some of their losses from yesterday's session. And is this merely a reflection not only of interest rate optimism, but Fed optimism, or is everything just following the fortunes of AI?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. I do think that Fed optimism and the shift in expectations for a December rate cut are a big part of the rally over the last week and a half or so, certainly in things like small caps and rate sensitive sectors. I also think, you know, in this data vacuum that is kind of lingering from the shutdown, we're getting some private market data showing that Black Friday and Cyber Monday spending were better than expected. I think the status of the consumer is front and center in investors' minds, and that data is reassuring to an extent.
And that really does follow all of the analysis that's been coming out on this program and elsewhere. Basically, over the past 4 years, ever since inflation really took off, that the economy seems to weather anything that's thrown at it just simply due to the strength of the American consumer.
Yeah, the consumer has been so resilient. And, you know, it's been a tricky time to be an investor because the sentiment data is miserable. People say that they hate inflation. They're unhappy, with the direction of things. And yet, you know, week on week, month on month, the spending continues. And we're seeing that again this holiday season. You know, ultimately, despite a lot of headlines about layoffs and uncertainty in the labor market, we can see in the initial claims for unemployment data that people are still working. Wage growth is still solid. And at the end of the day, no matter how happy or unhappy people are, that tends to result in spending that keeps the economy afloat.
Now, some of this optimism regarding the potentially dovish direction of the Fed going forward under a new Fed chairman, does that mean that Scott Bessent could potentially, if he's actually the guy and in the job, is he still data dependent, or is he just going to follow marching orders, as it were, just deliver lower interest rates regardless of conditions on the ground?
Yeah, it's the right question to ask. I think if we saw any sort of pressure that investors were worried about, a politicization of the Fed or a lack of data dependence, you would see it at the long end of the curve. You would see 10-year, 30-year yields moving higher, because I think there would be a revolt from investors in terms of U.S. Treasuries. We've seen bond market vigilantes take that sort of action before, whether it's something at the Fed or whether it's the fiscal direction of the country. You know, I think so far we can say that the somewhat of a weak labor market paired with a lack of upside inflation pressure from tariffs gives the Fed room to cut in a data dependent way. They're still north of what they view as the neutral rate. They can cut down to about 3% without really stimulating the economy. I think they'll get there sometime in 2026, and then
evaluate the landscape from there. But so far, it's not a major worry for us.
And then very quickly, Ross, you know, we can get down to brass tacks and talk about AI or get in the weeds on interest rates. And maybe at the end of the day, the reason why the markets are higher today is that it's December. And historically, the markets gain at least 1% during that month.
Yeah, Santa Claus rally, very, very popular market euphemism, tends to really start to ramp up in the back half of the month. So even if we have a little bit of volatility here over the next week or two, that Santa Claus rally with the Fed rate cuts, with the strong earnings season, with the solid holiday spending looks to be on track.
Ross Mayfield, investment strategist with Baird in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, solo travel is booming, especially for women. We'll tell you how you can stay safe.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. Thinking about taking a solo trip next year? Start planning now with essential safety practices, hotel precautions, and top destinations for traveling alone. Welcome in Julie Rose, travel coach, boutique travel advisors based in Scottsdale, Arizona. Find her online, travelbta.com. Julie, thank you for joining us today. And although lots of people travel by themselves, of that group, mostly women are the ones who book solo trips. And Julie, that requires a special maybe safety planning as you're putting that itinerary together.
You know, people think that, and I think it doesn't require any kind of special safety planning. Use your common sense, keep your wits about you, stay aware. But really, women are strong and capable and powerful, and we can get out there and see the world by ourselves, with others, or however we want to.
Now, what are some ways that you can exercise some street smarts when you're overseas? You may have street smarts in America, but what are some street smart strategies for other countries?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's keeping your attention ahead of you, maybe not looking at your phone, maybe not looking at your map, but planning a little bit ahead. Where am I going? How am I getting there? And also a little bit of the attitude. Don't look like a victim. Don't be all in your devices, but have an air of confidence about you. And again, keep common sense. Don't overdo it on the drinking. Don't overdo it on where you put your attention. But really, safety concerns should not limit you.
And then when it comes to traveling by yourself, booking a solo trip, this is also where doing so in a group setting may be beneficial, that you're not just planning all of this by yourself and going by yourself, that you can go in a group and not only just enjoy the itinerary that's provided for you, but also get to meet some people along the way.
Oh, yeah. We have seen this trend just exploding. Lots of people love to travel solo. They love to travel independently, but they also like to do it in a group. And that's because the logistics are all handled. When you book sort of an established group trip, you have the safety and socialization in numbers. You come away with shared memories and bonding. And it really helps take a lot of that pressure off that you're having to be the one to navigate, having to be the one to translate, having to be the one to figure out everything on your own. When you jump into a group that is already formed, you really get all the best of both worlds.
And then who is the most likely solo traveler? Is it somebody who is just starting out in life and maybe they're making a salary that allows them to travel for the very first time on their own? Is it somebody who has an empty nest at home and they want to see the world now that their kids are on their own? I mean, who's the most common solo traveler that you encounter?
Gosh, I mean, it can be anybody. It really depends on what's calling you. If you feel like maybe something's missing, that you need a little burst of excitement, you need to get out of your comfort zone, you really want to see a place and you don't want to wait for somebody to join you, then you're the perfect solo traveler. there's really nothing that needs to hold you back. It just maybe tip you over the edge. And of course, I'm happy to help inspire some confidence. I'm a nomad. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I travel full-time, 100% of the time, solo, and sometimes in a group. So really, believe me, I've been there. I've been at the beginning, and I've been at the end, and it really just takes that confidence.
And then very quickly, as an experienced nomad, what is your favorite solo destination?
Wow, that is such a hard question. And sometimes I say, well, I don't know, I haven't been there yet because the world is so big and I'm going to keep going. And if I choose a favorite, then gosh, that means I'm at the end. But really there's your favorite destination is however you feel in that moment. If a place is speaking to you, there's a culture you always wanted to experience, a food you always wanted to try, an animal, a wildlife that you've always wanted to see, that is going to be your next solo destination or your favorite solo destination for now, because there's always going to be another one right around the horizon.
Julie Rose, travel coach, Boutique Travel Advisors in Scottsdale, Arizona. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour.
It's the only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Artificial intelligence is emerging seemingly everywhere now, leading to an often asked question. Should you tell your boss to use AI at work? Experts say yes and warn companies risk falling behind if they ignore this innovative productivity tool. We welcome in Jason Watson, Managing Partner, J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago. Jason, thank you for joining us today. And this leads to that classic workplace conundrum where for years we've been saying, Jason, AI is not going to take your job. It's the person who knows AI who will take your job. And then you start using AI at work and you are reprimanded for using AI at work. How do you square this particular circle?
Well, first off, as an employee, you have to embrace AI. If you don't, you will fall behind the wayside. I think I read a report last week from CNBC that 11% of jobs, entry-level jobs, have been eliminated due to AI. So if you are more of a junior person in your career, getting an internship, getting a job with some AI experience will definitely help catapult your career to the next level.
Now, what are some of the ethical considerations, though, in using AI to write emails or craft presentations or write reports? Because this is a productivity tool, after all, but when does it potentially become plagiarism or definitely not your work?
Well, unless you're in college and you're using AI to write your paper, there is no plagiarism when you're working in a company doing a spreadsheet, doing a presentation, writing an email. AI is a great tool to make sure that your emails, your presentations are not filled with errors, that they're fact-checked, and they're as professional as possible. So I don't think many employers really care on how you come about creating that presentation or creating that information. As long as it's done in the best manner possible, that's all these companies want.
And what are some of the potential, though, pitfalls from using AI, especially when it comes to maybe inadvertently releasing proprietary information that the model is relying on state secrets, as it were, to craft your report, and that's something that should remain under wraps?
It's a great point. As we do at J.W. Michaels, and we have a lot of employees and people that work across all different industries, AI is a tool to help you do better at your job. I wouldn't allow it to do my job for me. Meaning, if you're writing an article, you're writing about something, AI will help you, but there's going to be inaccuracies when you do it. So it's going to help you get to build a strong foundation. But as a good employee, you have to use that information or that foundation to really finish building your house. So it's a good tool, but it's not going to do your job solely for you, because it still has plenty of kinks, and it is not human. It does need our ability to make changes.
Jason Wachtel, Managing Partner, J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.